And John Hockenberry out today, and so Patrick Henry Bass from Essence Magazine is riding along with us this morning. And we have another guest with us, George Sellum. He's a policy advisor for the Office of Civil Rights and Civil Liberties at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Good morning, George.
Good morning. Great to be with you today.
You know, your job is to engage the American Muslim community. Is that correct?
Not completely. My job is to work on issues at the intersection of what we call homeland security and civil liberties, and that means working with a broad range of ethnic and religious minority communities across the U.S.
You know, let me ask you something. This is a question that one of our producers had. As an Arab American, she thought she probably, if someone came to her saying, "Hi, I'm from the Office of Homeland Security," she would immediately get suspicious and probably not want to speak with you. Do you find that maybe the Homeland Security Department is a difficult place to come from for in terms of community engagement?
Well, first of all, that's an excellent question. Second of all, I think that, you know, your producer's comment is not completely inaccurate. I mean, there is a degree of skepticism, I think, that currently exists for a number of reasons within a broad range of Arab American, Muslim American communities. However, it is the job of my office within Homeland Security, the Office of Civil Rights and Civil Liberties, to work to ensure that our national security policies are very much rooted in civil rights and civil liberties protections. And that's what we're there to do, and that's what we need to communicate to all communities.
But you can understand Arab Americans who feel insecure at this point. I mean, there's a lot of extremist talk. There's some very violent talk about Muslims. There's a lot of protests. Anytime a Muslim wants to open a mosque or even the community center that's here in New York, if I were an Arab American, I might feel nervous in my own country.
That's true. However, you know, I could, in working with the communities that we work with, there are a number of examples I can give you when you talk about opening a mosque. I mean, it was only within the past 3 months that the U.S. Department of Justice has filed a friend of the court brief on behalf of a Muslim community in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, in order for them to build an Islamic institution, which the city council there passed some regulations that said they couldn't do so. So there are a long history of legal and policy protections that the U.S. government has put in place to ensure that religious liberty and freedom of expression can be had by all communities, including Arab and Muslim communities.
Well, and then once that mosque is built, does the Department of Homeland Security stay there to make sure that we don't have things like the threatened bombings they had in the South?
It's a good question. It's not in the sense of stay there in terms of police officers out front. You know, that's really the job of state and local law enforcement. The job of the federal government, as we see it, is to work hard to protect civil liberties. And what that means is, in the event that, unfortunately, there is some type of hate crime or bias-based crime, that those investigations are done quickly, urgently, and prosecutions are done vigorously to ensure and send the message that, you know, intolerance based on religion, ethnicity, nationality, and all the other federally protected classes is a big priority for the U.S. government.
Okay, that is George Sellum, policy advisor for the Office of Civil Rights and Civil Liberties at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. You have kind of a tough job, wouldn't you say, George?
I say I have a job that's got a lot of challenges, but I love it, and I think that part of the American Constitution, which means making sure that ethnic and religious minority communities have every rights that everyone else in the community has, is part of our job and something that I'm committed to doing personally and professionally.
George Sellum, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.